Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast, part two of our interview with Nathan Cleary this afternoon. This is his dream team, his best 1-13 of all time. If you haven't listened to the interview yesterday, I advise you go back and listen to it. 25 minutes of cracking content there with arguably the best player in the world, premiership winning captain and Clive Churchill medalist Nathan Cleary. Now he names his dream team today an unreal side. Now at about the 8 minute mark, unfortunately we have some technical issues and his audio was a little bit crackly. So whilst I was doing the interview with him, I understood what he was saying. It is a little bit sketchy at times. I apologize for that. Just the unfortunate reality of this post-COVID world we live in. Zoom, very reliable most of the time, but occasionally does shit the bed like the very rest of us. So the back end of this one, it is a little bit hard to get. I managed to keep up with it at the time when I was recording, so hopefully you guys do as well. But the first 5, 6, 8 minutes around that mark, it is some sensational content where he goes through his back line, and then it's a little bit sketchy for his forward pack. So hopefully you can make out everything that he's saying and understand the general vibe of what he's saying. Apologies if not. I wish it was a different way, but sometimes these things happen. We've got to move on. We've got to keep playing footy, as we all know. Hand it over now to Nathan Cleary to name his best 13 of all time. Let's dive into this team that you've picked at fullback. Probably the most common pick of all the positions, probably outside of halfback. Billy Slater, you would have played against him in the back end of his career. Tell me about Billy.
I just think he revolutionised what fullbacks do. And, you constantly hear Cooper Cronk and Cameron Smith talk about what they did for his game. He was constantly the eyes. And he always was just on the ball, knowing what was happening. And I got to verse him at the back end of his career, but he was still an absolute freak of a player. Just the things he did and how smart he was, where he was popping up. He was super hard to kick the ball against because, he was in the right position all the time and was obviously super fit. So he was also really good to watch. And it was a tough one between him and Teddy. I had to go with Billy.
That was the one thing I was going to say about Slater. If he didn't exist, imagine how much easier your job would be as a halfback. If all these fullbacks weren't basing their defensive game and their positional game on Billy, kicking would have been a ball walk in the park, just quietly.
It would have been much better. So, thanks for that, Billy.
Mate, let's move to your wingers. First one, Israel Folau, obviously burst onto the scene down in Melbourne at a young age. And was just like nothing we've seen before. I've sort of said a few times on my podcast, Stephen Crichton reminds me so much of a young Israel Folau, it's not even funny. You kick the ball in his vicinity and you know he's coming down with it.
Yeah, I think Critter's definitely much like a young Israel Folau. And, I think they're both just natural talents, absolute, freaks. And, Israel Folau, some of the things he did when he first burst on the scene were unbelievable. I was only watching a game the other day of just some of the catches he was doing in the air, and he was beating people when he landed and scoring tries. And I think you need someone like that on your side that can just come up with something out of nothing. And he didn't play long in the NRL, but made a pretty good impression.
Mate, the impact he had in that short time, that state of origin catch where he, I think he uses Anthony Quinn as a stepladder and catches it against his head. It was like the old New York Giants catch, just unreal stuff.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Mate, your other winger, very different footballer, but I think he's the most consistent and hard to say he's not the best winger we've ever seen, Brett Morris, another guy you played against in the back end of your career. Tell me about B-Moz and as a halfback preparing against him. I think that the way that he used to defend on his wing and the way that he would defuse kicks was just about better than anyone we've seen before.
Yeah, he was just super reliable. I think early in his career, he was very fast, a great finisher. But as he got later in his career, he probably lost a bit of speed, but he found other ways around it. He was still an unbelievable finisher. And just his consistency throughout his career, there's not many players that were able to do that. And, you actually mentioned in defensively, I think that was definitely an underrated asset of his game. He was always in the right position at the right time, and he was very hard to score against, but also kick against as well. So, he was a great player.
I imagine those Roosters teams the last few years, your last tackle options when you kick into either B-Moz or Tupu must be an absolute nightmare trying to work out where you're going to land the pill.
Yeah, they're definitely one of the hard teams to kick against, obviously with Teddy there as well. He's always on the ball and constantly running around. So, yeah, they're definitely one of the hard teams to kick against.
Mate, let's move into your centres. Tommy Turbo. It's crazy to think that we're picking him in the centres. I mean, a few years ago, you wouldn't have even considered that, but he really has... I wouldn't say he's revolutionised the position because no one else is able to do what he's able to do, essentially. He's just he's essentially just the exception, isn't he?
Yeah, he's... I've said it to a few people, but he's got the best sense of a football game out of anyone I've ever met or ever played with. Just he just knows where the ball's going to be before anyone else does, and that's why he seems to score so many tries sort of backing up, and he just knows when to leave his centre and when to get back there. And he's an absolute freak. I can't speak highly enough of him. He's he sort of blows my mind just being able to play alongside him.
And it's crazy too, like obviously this season was unbelievable, but he's been doing that in State of Origin for 3 years now. Every time he puts on Sky Blue, he just goes to another level.
He's an absolute beast, and when he's playing alongside you, he's going to be putting in a great game, and whether that's at fullback or centre, he's always for the team as well. He's a very selfless, humble guy, and obviously a great footy player too.
So just dominating the Origin arena, Greg Inglis is your other centre, mate. I imagine in the very back end of his career, you would have played against GI in State of Origin too, would you?
Yeah, I had a good first interaction with him in the Origin arena. He
gave it to you, didn't you?
Yeah, so that was great. I've got that to... That's a great memory for me for the rest of my life. I can tell everyone that GI smashed me in my first Origin game.
Could you feel him coming or what?
I could just sort of feel him out of the corner of my eye. And then as I got the ball, it was just like, holy shit.
Fuck, it's over. All right, mate, at 5'8", you've gone with Jonathan Thurston, another Queensland legend. You've got a fair few in this side. Tell me about JT, mate.
JT is another player that absolutely been growing up. He was an absolute beast. And his ball playing was, something that, haven't seen many halves do kicking game, great leader and just a competitor as well. He's always trying to surprise part of the field, and I really admired that in his game. Has to be in any of the dreams.
And mate, at halfback you've gone for Joey Johns. Funnily enough, your halves, two Clive Churchill medalists. You joined that group. Pretty elite to think back on it, yeah.
It's pretty crazy to be them. That's something I'm very grateful for, and I definitely couldn't watch their shoes, but I think their influence on my I watched them both up and loved them. So they're pretty cool.
Mate, tell me about Joey. You obviously mentioned that you have done a bit of coaching with him and whatnot, or he's done a bit of coaching with you, sorry, in New South Wales camp. Did you have a highlight or anything that stands out from the career of Joey as you were growing up?
I think it has to be 5. I've watched those highlights so many times. I still watch it to this day. It was just some of the things he did in that game were mind-blowing, especially as a halfback. He's just jinx and the way he played. Even now, like, they've always got the old games on TV on Fox, and anytime there's one with Joey, I'll sit down and watch it. I loved being able to work with him. And
mate, obviously yourself, you didn't get to go play against Joey, but your old man obviously played his fair share against him. Did he have any stories or anything that he passed on to you, or just like any general comments about Joey's game coming up against him?
Oh, yeah, I've asked him a few times. yeah, he loved the way Joey played and obviously said that he's pretty hard to come up against. One thing he mentioned is just how strong he was near the line. Pretty much as soon as he, it was like if he wanted to score, he would. And he also talked about his defense as well, which probably doesn't get, that doesn't get spoken about. You know, I think he's just the all-round footballer.
Mate, let's move into your front rowers. And you picked Sam Burge as one of your first guys, South Sydney legend, another Clive Churchill medalist. You got a fair whack of them in here. Sam Burge, he's a guy that, once again, I imagine you would have come up against him sort of at the back end of his career. One tough hombre. He certainly is selected in a lot of these teams.
Yeah, I think probably, personally, probably the hardest I've ever had to come up against. He was play on the edge a few times against me, and his aggression and the influence just through his actions were they were pretty amazing. And playing, I sort of like first time into Fremantle legit, and yeah, he was a great player. And I think he's just needs someone in your team who not afraid to take on anyone, and that he has a positive effect on the rest of the team.
Who'd be your equivalent in your Penrith Panther side? Would it be James Fisher-Harris?
Yeah, I think it's definitely. He had intimidating factor. Goes about his work, and you know, he lets his actions do the constantly leads from the front.
Mate, your other front rower, really interesting one. Personally, I love it. My listeners will know why I love it. Jason Taumalolo, you've picked him in the front row just using him as a middle rather than using him as a 13. Explain this pick to me.
This was position was a bit of a hard one for me. I want to be there, but I think he's so early on in his career, he'll end up there eventually. But yeah, Jason Taumalolo and Burgess probably played a lot of their career as a lock, but I think especially the way the game is now, you know, I see them both doing really well with middle forwards. I think Taumalolo to the ball, up there with the best. I think nowadays I'd probably rather have him off, and you know, I think he'd do a great job in the front row.
The week you're playing the Cowboys, how much are you talking about Taumalolo? How much of a focus is on just minimalising the impact he's able to have?
Pretty much about 75% of the video session is on Taumalolo, especially with the middle, do a lot more. But yeah, as much as you do video on him, some of the stuff was like, yeah, it's just nothing you can really do to stop him. So I think that's an impressive factor as well, is the fact that, you know, all doing that, they'd all be talking about Taumalolo, but he still puts out great numbers, and you know, is a massive influence on the rest of their team constantly.
I agree with you. The most underappreciated thing about these guys is how much tape teams are doing on them, yet they're still able to overcome it week in, week out, as is the case with a lot of these guys. Your hooker, I imagine he must have been definitely not on your Christmas card list about 12 months ago, Cameron Smith. Just too hard to leave him out, right?
Yeah, I think he's up there with Joe as the GOAT for me. On the game was... It's life. It's I think it kind of showed this year, you know, Melbourne without him, but I think in those games, just his calm and influence and what he could do to turn a game and control it were the best we've seen. So
when we talk about his calming influence, I thought the absolute peak of that was the grand final against you guys. It all got a little bit loose at the end. Melbourne sort of went away from their game. You guys really found some momentum. They had blokes leaving the field left, right and centre, and Smithy just seemed to calm it all down and just get it back under control. I often wonder if he would have retired the year earlier. I think that grand final probably has a very different outcome.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, I know, and obviously I didn't get with him, but just first him, you knew whenever he was speaking to the team, he'd say the right time, and even when he'd do interviews, it seemed like he was tired, and he could kind of reflect on the whole game, what was happening at each moment, and needed to fix it. So, yeah, it was pretty impressive.
Go to your back rowers, two chooks here. The first one's Boyd Cordner, the Australian skipper a couple of years ago. Unfortunately, had to retire this year. A terrible situation, that one. Tell me about selecting Boyd Cordner, mate. Obviously, he would have been on the edge, and your skipper for New South Wales. Another guy that I think the average fan doesn't appreciate what Boyd Cordner does and what he brings to the game. Tell us about Boyd.
I'm very grateful that I got to play a few times alongside Boyd. He's just a great leader, and I think you don't appreciate it until you actually get to play with him, how good he is and just the work that he puts his body through. He's a very tough player. I think it just takes the hardest carries out of anyone. You bog down your own end a carry, and I think he's probably one of the best holes that I've seen. Finds he runs pretty amazing. And with Haas like JT and Joey in the team, you need someone like him out there on the edge. So, yeah, I couldn't leave him out.
It was one thing with Boyd Cordner that as a fan, like I always knew he was a great player, but when you were able to actually get out to games and you were able to sit close and watch him come out of his own 20, you'd be so used to him doing it. But it's just a train wreck every time he takes one of those hit-ups.
It's unbelievable what he put his body through. And, I think that's why everyone respects him so highly. And you ask anyone that's played with him, they'll said that I absolutely love playing alongside him. Again, he's a great leader, and I'm very blessed to be able to say that I've played with him.
Speaking of great leaders, your next guy in the second row, Sonny Bill Williams. This guy, he's not even a footballer anymore. He's like a world icon, a world brand, essentially, Sonny Bill.
There's not many people that can say they've won global through what they've done throughout their career. It's a credit to him. He obviously works very hard, and he's a player that I absolutely watching growing up. Just some of the things he could do were like no other, and he'd always come with the right time, whether that was a big tackle or breaking through the line off. He was definitely a handful. I was actually a bit disappointed I didn't get to play last year, but just for the game, so missed out on that opportunity, but probably a bit happy for that as well, because I didn't want him running over me. But I think he fixed himself.
Mate, it's one thing that I've noticed over the last few weeks since he brought his book out, the amount of footballers that have brought that book. I've seen very few of them with books on their Instagrams before, but good God, they're all getting around him.
I think he's that untitled. Especially for the Polynesian boys. I know all the boys out at our club absolutely love him and look up to him. So,
speaking of guys you look up to, I'm sure this was one of your favourite players growing up. I know that your old man played some great footy with him as well, Brad Fittler. You've picked him in jersey 13, which I absolutely love. Tell me about Freddie, mate.
I think Freddie, I think it comes through Dad. He talks highly of Freddie, and he was definitely Dad's favourite player to play with. He just said he was an absolute freak, and whenever they needed a big play, he'd come up with it, and I think that sums him up as a person. He's constantly putting his hand up to make hard decisions and stuff like that, and he is a real leader and someone that I think everyone can get up and follow just through the persona he has. So I've watched a fair bit of his footy. Faithful step and very strong near the line, much like Bowie. He's really good to watch.
Well, what about the impact that he's had on your career, mate? Obviously, New South Wales coach, so you'd spend a bit of time with him. Obviously, a very relaxed nature, very different to most coaches, most blokes in our game. I imagine that must have been great for you at different periods in your career so far.
It's definitely different, but I think that's what I like about him. He's just super genuine, super honest. I always tell you, what he's thinking, and he's not going to be that person that will tell you what you want to hear. He'll tell you the hard truth, and I think that's what I definitely admire about him. It's probably something that I struggle with from time to time, is in those tough conversations. So he's constantly pushing that, and he's been a great influence on me. He's always stood by me and always backed me, and I'm very happy to say I've had him as my coach, and very grateful to be to know him.
Nathan, we've had some technical difficulties here, but it's been unreal having you on, mate. A sensational side there. And thank you for answering all those questions earlier on as well, mate. All the very best over the off-season. Hopefully the Rocky Boulder gets itself together. You're ready to go round one or very early heading into next year. And the journey for back-to-back starts in a few months, I guess.
Appreciate it, mate. Thank you. I'm very forward to next year. Just the beginning.
Thank you, mate. Appreciate that.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.